Jim and Marjorie now.
96.9 Boston Talks.
7:47 in the morning at 8 o'clock. John Carroll, our media guru, with some incredible ads and incredible moments on the Republican campaign side. 8:20, the Andelman brothers. We'll tell you what we're going to do with them in a couple of minutes. But first, as he does every Friday at 7:45, Carl, I know it's odd, from New Hampshire, talks about what to do in and around Boston this weekend. Good morning, Carl.
Why is it odd? Why do you do that every week?
Well, because, I mean, it's Carl from New Hampshire, and this is Boston. I mean, that's odd.
Hey, before we get to what's going on in Boston this week, you're going to be with us tomorrow night in the cruise, you and the missus. We're so excited.
Well, you were nice enough. Well, I don't know about the missus. I might be bringing a friend.
Well, do what you got to do. No, say that's fine. Okay. No one will know. Yeah,
exactly. You were nice enough to extend an invitation.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
By the way, only take cashier's checks, or cash.
Yeah, the other problem was you said I couldn't wear overalls, so I'm having a little problem putting an outfit together. But
okay.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
Okay, so other than the cruise, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, you can go to 969bostontalks.com. If you want to get tickets, there are only a few left. What else is happening in and around Boston this weekend, Carl?
Well, I got really excited when I first saw this Disney on Ice, Dare to Dream.
No.
Yeah, I figured they were finally going to tour the country with his frozen body and let everybody have a good peek at it. But it turns out it's a skating thing at TD Garden.
It is?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I've done that with the kids. That's a fun event.
Yeah, it is. It's Cinderella meets Prince Charming and Princess Tiana and Prince Naveen begin their journey with a kiss.
Oof.
And later end their journey at the Disney corporate law offices, like most of those journeys end.
Okay, well, when is that? That is tonight at 7 o'clock. What else is going on?
How about Jim Gaffigan at the Wilbur Theater tonight?
Oh, he's funny, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great. He's a really funny comedian, and he's doing his America tour.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, it's kind of a weird name for a tour, right? America tour?
Yeah.
Why is it that odd?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's kind of a simple, clean. He's on tour, and it's in America. So,
do you have
America
a name
tour
for your when you do your performances, such as they are? Is there a name for it, or what is it?
Yeah, like if I'm going to Lowell, I'll usually say it's the Carl Zahn going to Lowell to do comedy tour.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah. I like it. It makes people feel it's really intimate and just for them.
Exactly.
Kind of.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. What else, Carl?
How about this, the New England Boat Show?
That's actually huge, isn't it? It's huge.
Yeah, if you like boats, Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, more than 700 boats are going to be on display.
Wow.
Also a dunk tank with that Italian skipper, so it's probably worth... So kind of an interactive thing.
Franco Scannetti,
yeah,
or whatever his name
was. What the hell's going on with him?
He's still
in
under
jail?
House arrest. No, he's at home. He's under house arrest.
Good.
By the way, you're a boat woman. Do you go to the boat show? I'm serious. Do you ever go to the boat shows?
It's too depressing.
I mean, because they're so expensive.
I mean, they're out of my price range. No, I got little teeny tiny boats, you know, but at least I got a boat.
I'm guessing.
That's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. You know who must have the concession at the boat show? The Phantom Gourmet. We'll find out. I mean, don't you think? They probably have some huge cockamamie event there. Okay, what else, Carl?
How about the Miss Boston 2012 pageant?
No.
Sunday at the Omni Parker House Hotel. Contestants compete in interview, talent, swimsuit, and evening gown competition, such as... Who was that girl?
Miss Junior South Carolina.
Matt had that sound clip.
Because people do not have maps such as...
How come the New England states, let's face it, are just not in contention?
We had that beautiful woman who's Matt's friend from Emerson, who was Miss Boston last year, who was gorgeous. She did like a tour or something.
We never get anywhere. I don't think we've won.
She was fabulous.
I don't think we've won. Miss New York sometimes wins, but we get like, it's Texas, and it's all the southern states and the western states. Miss California. New England, it's always kind of like, oh my God.
Has Miss New Hampshire ever won anything, Carl?
Oh, Miss New Hampshire. Yeah, I'll send you. You know what? I'll send you the Miss New Hampshire calendar, okay?
I'm pretty sure she won Big Bug deal. Hunter at the pizza shop in Nashua.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah.
Miss Maine. I don't think she's cut a wide swath at any of the Mr. Hampshire.
No, the problem
Miss Maine.
Is she does cut a wide swath. That's why
she
she's.
She does, exactly.
I said that, Carl. You don't have to
weed
repeat
whacker.
It. Fine, okay. Yeah. What else you got?
Well, listen for this. The Playing for Pups cornhole tournament.
What?
Wait, what is the name again, please?
You heard it right. Playing for Pups Cornhole Tournament.
What is it and when is it?
this Saturday, tomorrow, from 12 to 5 at the North Star, benefits the Boston Animal Rescue League, a great organization all accounts. First place team takes home $150 in exchange for all your dignity, of course. I'll tell you one thing. You don't want to come up here to New Hampshire and be pulling over asking people where the cornhole tournament is.
Marjorie, don't.
No, that's just leave what it there. Was don't.
Okay. All right. I won't ask.
Leave it where it is. Now, we're not going to be doing that anytime soon.
Excuse me, sir. I think I took a wrong turn. Could you tell me where the. No, no.
By the way, that's a perfect. The cornhole tournament is a perfect thing to go to right before our cruise. It ends 2 hours before our cruise tomorrow night.
I was thinking more likely after the cruise would be a good time for cornholing. Listen, the Little Pricks.
What?
That's tonight. You heard it right. The Little Pricks. That's tonight at 2:17 at the Machine Nightclub. At first, I thought my kids had formed a band and were playing in Boston, but I guess this is a parody based on the Lillian Hellman's Little Foxes.
Oh.
And it'll be performed by Ryan Landry and his Gold Dust Orphans. That's tonight.
And where's
Machine
that again?
Nightclub.
Machine. That's where's tonight. The Machine? Where is the Machine Nightclub, Carl, please?
It's right down the street from, what's that other place? I can't think of it now, where they do the cornhole tournament.
Yes, that's
what is it? Maybe in Dorchester?
You know, I don't want to belabor this cornhole tournament.
No, don't belabor it.
But this is actually happening.
It is. I know
this
it is.
This isn't a joke.
No, every one of
this
these is real.
This is a benefit for the Boston Animal Rescue League.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, which is a great organization. It so is. I think, you know what? Maybe that's a little invested gift report that Matt could do.
Yeah.
Send them out on the street.
I'm looking for a column for tomorrow. Maybe I should get over there, the Playing for Pups cornhole tournament, and see what it's all about.
You have to be putting on your makeup for tomorrow night. Now, yeah. Carl, before you go, and hopefully that'll be very soon, number one, again, you will be on the cruise with us tomorrow night. If you want to meet and talk to Carl for whatever reason, he'll be with us. That is at 969bostontalks.com. And on a much more, serious and not serious note, give us the information on how people can get to the thing that we're all doing together. You, me, Marjorie, Frank Santorelli, other people, a week from Saturday up there in your hometown in New Hampshire.
Well, thank you for mentioning that, and don't miss this. Yeah, next Saturday night, February 25th, right here in Milford, Jim and Marjorie coming up for a guest appearance. Comedian Frank Santorelli, myself, Bob Seibel, and this is all to benefit the Kim Cates Fund. That's the scholarship named in honor of the woman that was murdered up here in Montverde.
By the way, how is her kid, who also barely survived? Is her kid okay?
Oh, they're great. Her husband is just an incredible man.
David,
you guys have met him.
Yep.
Jamie's a doll. She's smart kid, getting straight A's, happy, and they're just doing great. It's an amazing, amazing story about just moving forward. It's incredible.
Is there a web address for that, by the way?
Yes, there is.
For the event? What is it?
Yeah, Kim Cates, KimCates, fund.org. You can get your tickets in advance there and save $5. Otherwise, you can get them at the door. It should be a great night. We're really looking forward to it.
Great. We are, too. It's a week from Saturday, the 25th. Get tickets and come, particularly if you're on the border or in New Hampshire, that sort of thing. And if you can't, just make a contribution for a great cause. And by the way, in all seriousness, Carl, good for you for helping to put this thing together.
Thank you, guys. You've been really supportive, and so has the station. And, David, we're really grateful.
So we'll see you at the cornhole tournament, then at the cruise tomorrow night, correct?
I'm husking ears of corn as we speak, Jim.
Carl from New Hampshire.
You
can meet
much.
Him and talk to him tomorrow night on the Odyssey in Boston Harbor.